All right, today we're going to talk about this post is called Develop the Mindset of I Don't Need the Business. This is something I try and work my clients through all the time. It's really just trying to get out of that scarcity mentality. I think, you know, when we start talking about money, it stresses people out and we start worrying about where our next dollar is going to come from. And when we do that, we start to take shortcuts, right? I mean, how many of you feel like, you know, if you've ever felt like you were trying to get this business because you feel like you need it and you're wondering, you know, how can I get the most money out of this client or this customer? What happens if they reject me? And all these feelings that we have. And I mean, if you ever feel like that, you know, it's stressful. So today, that's what I want to try and do is unlock you and free you so that you can start to say, you know what, I don't need this business. So let's get going. You want to sell more? Start telling yourself that you don't need the business. Simple as that. Over all these years, this one mental shift has helped me win more sales, build stronger relationships, and especially get me in the best headspace. Now, there's a powerful psychological shift when you adopt this mindset. Think about your life for a moment, not just business. How often do we tell ourselves that, well, I will be happy when? And when we look towards the external to make us satisfied internally, we say things like, when I'm making, you know, X amount of dollars, then I will feel better. Or once we just get through these few months, things will turn around. Or if I can just meet an amazing partner, I'll feel so much better about myself. Well, these are all life discussions we have with ourselves while we look for answers to our happiness. But the power lies in our ability to do three things. Live in the moment, have a core set of values, and work on you first. Now, apply these ideas to your business as well. I see far too often that business owners and salespeople, they sacrifice their values, their vision, and they try and make that sale. They're willing to take on business that doesn't even resonate with them. They accept crap from customers because they're afraid that they'll lose the business. So what happens? Well, they fall into a downward spiral of trying to please all the wrong people for now and end up building a business that controls their lives. You know, I say this to people all the time is when you start a business, it's not about just creating another job for yourself, and especially a job you don't like with customers you don't want to deal with, right? So I'm not saying that you should be turning away money in business as part, you know, my weird altruistic master plan. But keep in mind, I'm a capitalist at heart. What I'm saying is that there's a better way to build success. I work with my clients on getting more done, making more money, and most importantly, having more joy. So in order to do that, they need to stand for something, be true to their business, and create value for their customers and communities. So let's go through it. The mindset of I don't need the business. Remember that this is a mindset, not a business practice, okay? You know, going into all sales situations, being able to completely walk away if it's not a good fit, will do something special to you. It will empower you to take your business seriously. It will help you project the right kind of confidence and energy and will allow your conversations to have much less of a feeling of agenda. You know, there's a link below here. Take a look at my video on setting intentions. See, I was helping a new client with this a few weeks ago, and he told me the lesson actually helped him with his dating life too. He was having much better dates with women. He thought to himself that he didn't need this person, but instead was working on being the best version of himself, enjoying the moment and seeing if they were a good fit. Right? The conversations became much more free-flowing, and he said that it was so much more enjoyable. No pressure. And he was getting much more success in connecting than he had previously. So think about that psychology and think about how that works. We make decisions based on emotions all the time. We sense where other people are emotionally. We can feel when something is just not right. I like to say that we can even smell when somebody's trying to sell to us. We've programmed ourselves to be wary of sales messages and salespeople. So when you set in your mind that you don't need the business, you drop all guards and you are able to look at each opportunity objectively. Now, I know this can be scary because fear is a powerful driver of decisions. It's easy to say to yourself, you don't need the business until you have quarters to meet and a family to take care of. And there's some potential cash on the table. I get that. Here's the deal I'll make with you. I never want to see you suffer, so sometimes you may need to do a few things that don't 100% meet your values. Go ahead, but don't make that a long-term strategy. Your long-term strategy should be something you think about now and an ongoing discussion you have with yourself. What kind of business do you want to run? How do you want to be known by others, and what are you willing to do to make that happen? See, one thing I know is that most people have a very weird relationship with money, and they're afraid of all sorts of consequences. That's why we make silly decisions about themselves, right? We simply because money was involved. So fear does that to us, this scarcity mentality. So I need you to switch your thinking from fear to desire. Imagine what your business would feel like with all the right clients and customers, the ones that have the same values as you. What do you have to do to make that happen? Now, the cool thing is that I don't need the business mentality will actually get you more business. When you set the tone with everyone you speak with, see, your reputation will be built on consistency, conviction, and character. Everyone you speak with, let them know what you believe, the kinds of people you're looking to work with, and the way you do business. They will either self-select themselves into your business or out of it. Likewise, if they're not a good fit but still believe in you, they may just pass their contacts on to you that are a good fit. It's a really interesting way to drive referrals. Now, when people believe in what you believe, they'll do business with you. When they don't know what you stand for, you always have to sell. So by having a clear definition of who you are looking for and the way you do business, you will more easily tap into your ideal customer segments and your business will flourish. Say goodbye to discounting and chasing. Now, in when I give presentations, this is something, you know, I'm even getting worked up now. The two words that make me die a little inside are discounting and chasing. Every time I hear them, it tells me you're not true to your business. I had to discount the price to get the business, or I can't get a hold of that customer. I constantly have to chase them. Even writing those words, even saying them, makes me feel a bit more dead inside. So give me a moment here. Okay, I'm back. When you apply the right mindset of, I don't need the business, you can start to prime your customers and show them what it would be like to do business with you, what you will or won't stand for, what you believe, what your process might be like, etc. You begin to have real dialogues and build solid business relationships, right? I always say, here's my example called Uncle Candy. So I get asked a lot to do workshops for organizations and sales, leadership, and change. I love doing them, and we always have fun, and I get to see people, and we get to create more opportunities. It's a lot of fun. But here's one part of the conversation I have every time. I tell my potential client this. See, I've been to countless workshops in my time where someone comes in with the latest new way to improve things. Everyone gets riled up and leaves excited, but then what happens when the training's over? Yeah, nothing. It's like an uncle coming in, giving your kids candy, and then leaving. So the one thing I ask is that since we both know these things happen, we look at your situation a bit deeper. Let's identify what we need to do to prepare your teams ahead of the situation, and more importantly, what systems need to be in place afterwards to reinforce and anchor the topics we cover. Let me ask you a few more questions. So that's what I tell them. Now, as you can see, that opens up a whole myriad of wonderful talking points and synergy between me and my clients. The real power in this, however, lies in the fact that if someone applies to me and says, you know, we're not really interested in anything other than the training, I tell them that this is probably not a good fit then, and it does not help my brand to do consulting and not have it be sustainable. I've simply seen it happen too many times personally, and it's not the way I work. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone becomes a long-term client, but it does create possibilities, and I feel much better when I work this way by setting this tone. So, you know, that's it. You know, how can you apply this to your business? How can you create this sort of attraction marketing where you have something specific that you stand for and everybody around you knows it? It'll not only attract the right clients, but it'll help you drive referrals. So, you know, make your comments on here and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this and how it helps your business. So that's it for today, and we'll talk to you next time.